local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And getting us started here, hour two, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price here, joined by Steve Taylor. And it is, we actually had to get right into traffic and weather during the start to hour one, but
yeah,
this time it's only 5:11, so we will actually be able to dive right into our top three stories here because they are some biggins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, starting with President Joe Biden, he signed an executive order today allowing the U.S. to impose another level of sanction enforcement on Russia that will go after financial institutions that have indirectly allowed Russia to keep building its war arsenal. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said that the new sanctions, quote, will make clear to foreign financial institutions that facilitating significant transactions relating to Russia's military industrial base will expose them to sanctions risk. That was a mouthful there. Noting that the multiple rounds of sanctions imposed by the U.S. and its allies to date have significantly degraded Russia's ability to replace the equipment, materials, and technology it needs to fuel its aggression.
Well, here's big news today. The Supreme Court declined to take up the case about whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while he was president. The High Court today turned down a request from the federal special counsel, Jack Smith, to expedite that case involving Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Supreme Court today order means that there is a growing chance Trump's federal trial will not end before the 2024 election. Smith wanted the trial to start in March, but now the question of immunity is getting booted back to the lower courts. This is the first trial where Trump could face jail time if convicted.
Lastly, the UN Security Council is approving a resolution to ramp up humanitarian support for civilians in Gaza. The vote was 13-0 in favor of the resolution, with the U.S. and Russia abstaining. The final version of the measure does not call for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas and was unlikely to affect military operations in Gaza.
Well, getting into local headlines, a coalition of small water utilities in Santa Rosa County say they are against new legislation filed by State Senator Doug Broxson, which would create a utility authority on the north end of the county.
If you live in South Santa Rosa County, south of the Yellow River, or if you live in North Okaloosa County, you may not be immune from future legislation. Let me tell you, folks, a runaway train is hard to stop.
Spokesman Robert Smith from the North Santa Rosa County Utility Coalition. The group is made up of 9 utilities that are against the idea, and they believe it could force utilities to raise their rates or fire employees, which is an idea disputed by Senator Broxson.
There's nothing in this bill that will force any of these utilities out of business or force them to fire any of their employees.
Broxson says the legislation could include money for a utility study on the north side of the county, showing where utilities are now and what they could look like in 20 years.
And the largest employer currently in the Santa Rosa Industrial Park is eyeing a big expansion. Gulf Cable has purchased another 30 acres in the park and says that they're looking to roughly double their under-roof space and the number of employees they have in the county, which means adding hundreds of new jobs within the next few years.
And we learned this week that Escambia County Supervisor of Elections will be stepping down from his position after 19 years of service to the community.
I don't know that it's sad. It's bitter. I've termed it as bittersweet.
Yeah.
At least for me, I've certainly enjoyed every moment of the last 19 years of serving the voters of Escambia County. I was a young 34-year-old when I walked into the office in January of 2005.
That's David Stafford. He submitted his resignation after accepting a position with the Department of Homeland Security as an election security supervisor with the new Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. He describes the position as a liaison between federal, state, and local election officials to protect election infrastructure. Stafford has requested that Chief Deputy Supervisor Sonia Daniel step into his position for the final year of his term. Stafford's last day will be January the 15th.
And last month, a swatting call at Baker High School resulted in hundreds of law enforcement officers showing up on the scene. Now, Okaloosa County is charging 2 teens who have been tied to the stunt. Local teenager Landon Whittington and Cameron Gully from Mansfield, Texas, were reportedly part of an online gaming and swatting group. Investigators say that members of the group would pay each other with cryptocurrency to call in threats.
Really?
Yeah. Both teens are now facing multiple felony charges for the incident, along with having been tied to multiple swatting calls across the nation. My goodness. The kids, am I right?
The What's the matter with kids today?
Absolutely. 5:15 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about to get into some state headlines here, but first, let's get our first check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there actually, I'm very happy to say, was not a ton to report on that was too drastic. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, there is some slight congestion in that area. Same can be said about here and there on West 9 Mile Road itself. And Brent Lane and North Davis Highway were giving us a lot of trouble, but a lot of the congestion in those areas seem to have died down some. The intersection of Airport Boulevard and North 9th Avenue is causing slight issues, so I guess look out for that. And we had some accident reports on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you were traveling between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, there is still some slight congestion in that area, but hopefully it will not hold you up for too much longer. Lastly, in the Pace and Milton areas, we typically cover Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River and coming into downtown Milton, but that appears to be rather docile at the moment, as it did in the majority of our first hour. Now, as for weather, it's the 60s here in Pensacola, 60 degrees, actually, so it has dropped noticeably. It's going to be a low of 51 tonight as we get into the weekend. It's going to be a high of 68 and a low of 57. And then as we move on to Sunday and Monday, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be even warmer and with chances of rain. On Christmas Day, the high is going to be 70 degrees.
Wow. That's a nice forecast, except for the rain. Mm-hmm. Well, getting into some state headlines, a ruling is expected soon in a legal battle over youth transgender health care in Florida. A trial challenging the state's ban on gender dysphoria treatments for children under the age of 18 ended yesterday. The law prohibits doctors from approving the use of puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors, while making it more difficult for adults to receive similar procedures. Over the summer, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle issued a preliminary injunction against a portion. I'm drinking coffee, folks. Preliminary injunction against a portion of the legislation for those who filed the lawsuit. Hinkle says he will try to deliver an opinion on the case as quickly as possible.
And a judge is considering the mental competency of a Guatemalan migrant accused in the death of a St. Johns County deputy. And now it's time for me to trip over my tongue. 18-year-old Virgilio Aquilar Mendez was in court earlier today to discuss whether he is mentally capable to stand trial for manslaughter. Authorities say that the suspect was involved in a confrontation with Sergeant Michael Kunovich after police were called to a report of someone trespassing near the St. Augustine outlets in May. During a struggle, Kunovich collapsed and later died at a hospital. Aguilar Mendez will remain in jail while a judge reviews the findings presented by both sides earlier today.
Well, South Florida police are investigating after a woman's body was found floating in a waterway near the Miami Seaquarium. Miami-Dade authorities say the victim was discovered in shallow water along Biscayne Bay earlier this morning. No other details, including the cause of her death, have been released at this time.
And a young suspect is in custody nearly a year after two teenagers were found dead in Brevard County. 18-year-old Jamarcus Simpson was arrested and charged with first-degree premeditated murder in connection to the incident in Palm Bay last Christmas. Authorities say the bodies of 14-year-old Jeremiah Brown and 16-year-old Trayvon Anthony were discovered in an area known as the Compound. It appears the victims were executed and left in an open field. Police believe that there are more suspects. Over the last year, several bodies have been found in that undeveloped area, including two additional homicide victims.
Oh, well, here's some, I don't know, it looks like maybe semi-bad news. Gas prices are lower than they have been, but they're slowly going up across Florida as millions of residents hit the road this holiday season. AAA says the state average is currently at $3.11 a gallon, which is 5 cents higher than yesterday. The Auto Club is expecting prices to go back and forth during the busy travel period. About 6 million people in the state are planning to drive to their holiday destination this year.
My goodness. Just short of 5:20, we will take our first break. When we return, we will have national headlines, and we will be giving away a pair of tickets to what? I don't know. You're going to have to listen. I don't know why I do that. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We will be back shortly.
Luke chapter 1 records the account of the angel Gabriel appearing to young Mary. Gabriel explains to Mary that she will conceive and bring forth a son. Remember, Mary is a virgin, so this is startling news to her. So Mary asks the angel a question. She says, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Mary raises the question of biological impossibility. She's asking Gabriel, "How is this biologically even possible, considering I know not a man?" Gabriel explains to Mary, "That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." And while at the moment that seemed biologically impossible to Mary, Gabriel further explains that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, the story of Christmas is a reminder that the things which seem impossible to man are possible with God. On behalf of Strength for Life, I'm James Johnson. Merry Christmas.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Beret has been there for my family, I feel like, through every milestone. And so when this stage of life started coming up, I just knew that Beret was the only option.
I came in here nervous. I saw the ring and I was like, yep, I know that's it. That's the one for her. It's beautiful. It's just as special as she is. And it means a lot more than just will you marry me. It's just something that words can't describe.
That was so cute.
From all of us at Beret Jewelers,
happy holidays.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho!
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, hasn't been a ton to report on. We've been seeing some spurts of congestion on West 9 Mile Road and on Caroline Street in the Pace-Milton areas, but nothing too severe. The biggest hitters right now are going to be North Davis Highway. If you're traveling southbound towards the intersection with Airport Boulevard, that has slight backups, nothing too severe, though. It was worse earlier. But other than that, as I said, just you're going to see some issues here and there on West 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Maybe a little bit on East Burgess Road if you're traveling towards the intersection with North Palafox. But other than that, hopefully nothing in Pensacola should be holding you up too long. This one's been a big one, though. Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, we've had a couple of accident reports in that area. And currently, if you are traveling eastbound, coming from Tiger Point, heading towards Gulf Breeze, that area there, we do have some mild congestion building up, I believe, from one of those accident reports. So look out for that. As for the weather here in Pensacola, it is 60 degrees. It's going to be a low of 51 as we get into tonight. Starting tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 68, low of 57. And as we move on to Sunday and Monday, that's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be a little bit warmer and a little bit rainier. Christmas Day is expected to have some showers with a high of 70 degrees. Typical winter.
Yeah, right. Getting into the national headlines, nearly a dozen nonviolent drug offenders are having their sentences commuted by President Biden. He said the 11 people are serving disproportionately long sentences and would all have been eligible for lower sentences if they were charged today. Biden will also issue pardons for additional offenses of simple possession and use of marijuana under federal and D.C. law.
And Southern California Congressman Adam Schiff holds a significant lead in the race to fill the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by the late Dianne Feinstein. According to a new Politico Morning Consult poll, the 12-term Democrat from Burbank has support from 28% of people who say they will vote in the March 5th primary. Republican and former L.A. Dodger Steve Garvey is the next closest contender with 19%, and Democrats Katie Porter and Barbara Lee have 17 and 14% of likely voter support, respectively.
Well, Republican presidential candidate and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie outlined his national drug crisis plan earlier this week, sharing his roadmap that focuses on ending the stigma and turning the attention to treatment. Christie, who served on White House Commission on Opioid Misuse back in 2017, complimented former President Donald Trump for enacting his recommendations while on the commission, but insisted much more needs to be done as the issue has not subsided.
And going just beyond the country here, getting some international news as well, a South Korean religious sect leader whose sex crimes were featured in the popular Netflix series In the Name of God, A Holy Betrayal. Earlier this year, he was sentenced to 23 years in prison on Friday. The Daejeon District Court in Central South Korea said that it handed the prison term to Jang Myung-seok after convicting him of sexual violence against three of his female followers from 2018 to 2021. The 78-year-old Jang is leader of the Christian Gospel Mission in South Korea, which is also known as Jesus Morning Star, or JMS for short.
Well, looks like tomorrow's going to be a big day because more than 140 million people are expected to Christmas shop tomorrow. It's called Super Saturday.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, really. The National Retail Federation is expecting about 142 million people to get the last-minute gifts on Saturday before Christmas. Of course, that's tomorrow. So people are going, oh, you mean I got to go shopping? They're going to hit the stores to ensure the goodies are under the tree in time. And if you happen to be living in New York, which we're not right now, the Metro North Railroad's rolling out the shopper special trains to and from New York City, which are longer to accommodate more shoppers to get them into the city to buy more stuff.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I do a lot of online shopping. I don't do a lot of shopping, period. But if I do, it's online mainly at this point. It's like either online shop or just get your stuff done earlier and you don't have to go through like hordes of other people who put it off to last minute.
But you know, Christmas Eve, you got to run into people in the local convenience store desperate to buy something, anything.
Yeah, Kit Kats. My wife loves Kit Kats.
Yes. Got any wrapping paper?
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. It's just like, come on, people. You got no one to blame.
You kind of know
yourself.
Christmas is coming up on the 25th of December.
Yes, absolutely.
Not a surprise.
And some other Christmas gig that people should be excited for is we are giving away a pair of tickets. That's right. We're giving away another pair here. And they are to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra Celebrate the New Year on December 31st at the Sanger Theater. First person to text Pensacola Symphony at our text line. That's 850-437-1620. First person to text Pensacola Symphony will get this pair of tickets. And that is the last pair that I'm giving away at least this week. And it could be forever. So who knows? but that's it. 5:30 Fox News. news update coming up soon, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, we got some sports headlines to cover, followed by health, business, and science, pop culture, all that good stuff. You are listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
John Saucier, the UN Security Council voting 13-0 to approve a resolution which would help aid delivery to Gaza. Now, the U.S. vetoed a Russian amendment to the resolution calling for a ceasefire. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield condemned Russia's ambassador for blaming the U.S. for death and suffering in Gaza. She pointed out what's going on in Ukraine.
I'm not going to respond to Russia's rant, a country that has also created conditions that they are complaining about now in their unprovoked war in Ukraine.
As far as the war in the Middle East, Israel's air and ground campaign in the north of Gaza continues. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
We are towards the end of the stage of the north of holding the area, and now we're working towards the south.
The IDF's forces say they're uncovering more tunnels used by Hamas in Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. This could be a busy weekend at movie theaters. A new animated comedy from Universal and Illuminations called Migration has gotten strong reviews and solid initial word of mouth, and is projected to tally about $20 to $25 million for the Friday through Monday holiday weekend. That will likely be good for third place, being among the new in theaters Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom, and in its second weekend, Wonka. Other new arrivals include the remake of The Color Purple, the wrestling film The Iron Claw, and the comedy Anyone But You. For all the procrastinators out there, Amazon is reminding its Prime members that in many cases, items ordered today will get to their destination either tomorrow or Christmas Eve. The e-commerce giant says popular last-minute gifts this year include air fryers, headphones, portable speakers, kitchen knife sets, and video doorbells. Wall Street wrapped up an eighth straight weekly advance with a quiet Friday session. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite edged up 7 and 29, respectively. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute. Before the season, it felt like Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, and Aaron Donald had one foot in, one foot out when it came to their future in L.A., with retirement speculation all around. The Rams were headed to disaster at 3-6, but turned it around and have won 5 out of their last 6 games. With the emergence of Puka Nacua, having Cooper Kupp healthy, and the greatness McVay, Stafford, and Donald display, the Rams will be one tough out come playoff time. I'm Zach Gelb.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey, you need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I'm Georgios. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started to thin. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a great choice. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand. Keep growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hi, this is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for CAG Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Just hear the sleigh bells tingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 5:35, we will get another check of the roads and weather here. But before we do, I just want to say congratulations to Elizabeth.
Yay!
Yeah, she won a pair of tickets to that Pensacola Symphony Orchestra Celebrate the New Year on December 31st at the Sanger Theater. So congratulations to her. But yes, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we'll start with Gulf Breeze Parkway because that one was giving us some trouble earlier. Starting there, we did have some accident reports, but most of the congestion in that area has seemingly died down, so hopefully it will remain that way. As for Pensacola itself, we are not dealing with much to report on. So if you are dealing with congestion anywhere, whether it be on North Davis Highway or maybe West 9 Mile Road, hopefully the congestion will not hold you up too long. Same can be said about the Pace and Milton areas back over in Santa Rosa County. Looking at the weather here, it is 60 degrees in Pensacola, a low of 51 as we get into tonight. And tomorrow it's going to be a high of 68, low of 57. The weather's going to sit around there until we get to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then rain's going to come in. Christmas Day, the high is going to be 70 with a chance of showers. So that's not good. As Steve has been saying, Santa's going to need an umbrella.
Yep. Well, you know, at least tomorrow will be nice.
Oh, yeah.
For everybody going shopping.
Yeah, for everyone hauling it to the malls last second. Yeah, they're going to be in good luck.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sports, which we were not, but 9 o'clock tonight on ESPN, there'll be an NBA game, not the biggest in the world, but it's better than no game at all. You see, the 5-22 Wizards, they've won five, only five, and lost 22. They take on the 13-14 Warriors, who are about 50-50 in their game so far this year, and it was projected to be a convincing win for Golden State.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. At least in football, spreads don't mean much anymore, clearly.
Right.
Yeah. But 5-22, yeah, that's a pretty sorry record.
Yeah,
but
it's really sorry, but
it ain't the worst. I mean,
really? Tell me about it.
Yeah, the curse of the Detroit Pistons is going to live on as the Utah Jazz beat them 119-111 to knock them down to 2-26.
Wow.
And increase their loss streak to 25 games, one short of the NBA single season record.
Mm.
At the end of the game, the crowd loudly chanted, "Sell the team!"
Sell the team!
In a hurtful statement to Pistons owner Tom Gores. Their next game is against the Nets in Brooklyn tomorrow night at 6:30. If they couldn't beat the Jazz, I don't see them beating Brooklyn on the road
not
tomorrow.
Not at all, no. I mean, after all, I guess they're going for the record. They can say, "We're number one."
I guess so, yeah.
When they are the worst team.
You know, no one sucks more than we do.
Right.
And some NFL news here. Two Rhode Island men have been charged in connection with the death of a fan at a New England Patriots game in September. Justin Mitchell, 39, and John Vieira, 59, both from Warwick, Rhode Island, have been charged with assault and battery and disorderly conduct after allegedly getting into a fight with another man who later died, according to the Norfolk County District Attorney. Dale Mooney, 53, from New Market, New Hampshire, died following the September 17th incident in the 300-tier section of Gillette Stadium during a Patriots-Dolphins game. After reviewing the autopsy and video of the altercation, the district attorney decided that the incident did not support charges related to the ruling of homicide. People, I love sports more than anybody. It's not worth fighting over, and it certainly is not worth dying over.
No.
Do not fight because your team stinks. My Steelers have not been relevant in years, and there's a reason I'm still alive to tell the tale.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, because you don't fight.
Yeah, there you go. I don't fight.
Well, looks like the Rams entered the fourth quarter of Thursday Night Football last night with a 27-7 lead on the Saints, while New Orleans outscored L.A. by 15 from that point onward. It wasn't enough to turn the game around, and the final was 30-22 Rams. The loss gives the Saints a losing record once again, while giving the Rams a winning one.
Yay, good for the Rams. Who cares? I will say,
what?
We do have a pretty full slate of NFL action. And I was, you know, I'm one of the countless that are having to do some last second shopping. But luckily, Steve came in and he came in clutch here, gave me some news to look forward to. It says with all the holiday activity going on, you might be a bit down because you can't watch NFL games. But you can still catch the games away from your TV by listening to our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. On Saturday, it's an NFL doubleheader starting at 3 p.m. when the Bengals face the Steelers. Yay! Followed by the Bills versus the Chargers. Sunday, the Lions take on the Vikings at 11 a.m. Then the Patriots tangle with the Broncos at 7 p.m. On Christmas Day, it's an NFL tripleheader.
Wow.
Yeah, as the Raiders face the Chiefs, the Giants tangle with the Eagles, and the Ravens rumble with the 49ers. We got a potential Super Bowl rematch there. Those guys met up in Super Bowl 47, I believe it was.
Yeah.
That's all on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, AM 1330.
And I remember the first Super Bowl. I'm that old. Can't believe it.
Did you watch it live?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when it was the NFL and the AFL, two competing conferences that basically said, hey, let's, you know, our winner should play your winner, and let's call it a Super Bowl.
And the first couple of Super Bowls, that was a pretty poor decision on the AFL's part. They got killed in those.
Oh, yeah. Well, looks like FSU began the pursuit of legal action against the ACC today, with the Board of Trustees voting unanimously to file suit against the conference, challenging the legalities of its grant of rights and punitive withdrawal penalties. As while the numbers being tossed around in the exit fee discussion range around $120 million to $130 million, with total cost of the exiting process reportedly at a whopping $57
million. $572
million. $572?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's brutal.
I'm missing one digit makes a whole difference. Basically, I don't know how they come up with that kind of final figure, but it looks like, according to Brett McMurphy via X, the last school to leave the conference, which was Maryland, who began Big Ten play in 2014, negotiated a
Now that's $52.2 million.
Yes, $52.2 million. Down to $31.3 million. A bargain. per senior writer for The Athletic, Nicole Auerbach, FSU president Rick McCullough said about the situation, we quote, after exploring all options, we are left with only this option as a way to maximize our potential as an athletic department, and it's best for Florida State University, unquote. Auerbach added that if the exit fee and or grants of rights are deemed illegal or unenforceable, I mean, this is all legal stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
The board also asked the court for FSU to be deemed to have issued its formal notice of withdrawal from the ACC under Section 1.4.5 of the ACC Constitution, effective August 14th, 2023. Bottom line, how do you sum that up?
I sum it up as the Florida State has basically just said, hey, here's the deal, bub.
Yeah.
We're not happy with the ACC. We've been unhappy with it for a while, and especially after this latest snub from the playoff, we want out. And the thing is, people are going to look at this. There are already some imbeciles on social media looking at it this way.
Yeah.
They're saying, oh, well, Florida State's just being overdramatic, and they need to stop playing the victim and move on.
No.
This is moving on.
Yes.
They're saying, hey, we were wronged. We don't want it to happen again. And clearly, a strong way of ensuring that does not happen again is getting out of the ACC.
They were undefeated.
And it didn't matter.
No.
Florida State knows that, and they know Alabama wouldn't have been treated that way, or Ohio State, if they played in the Big Ten or SEC. They know that that is the deal breaker there. Is the ACC not being quote-unquote tough enough, so them being a premier football program, they want to go where they are respected. I mean,
right.
It's as simple as that. So they're not playing the victim.
No.
They're ensuring they're not victimized again. 4:45 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. Hopefully I don't collapse because I'm in the middle of a rant right now. I gotta manage my breath intake. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, that's going to cause you some issues. We've got some congestion building up there. Hopefully it doesn't last too long. Other than that, we may be experiencing some very minor delays towards the intersection of North 9th Avenue and Brent Lane, maybe a little bit on East Burgess Road, traveling towards North Palafox Street. You're traveling westbound there. But other than that, there shouldn't be anything holding you up too long. As for the weather, it's 60 degrees here in Pensacola, and it's going to be a low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 68, low of 57. And as we get into Sunday and Monday, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it's going to be a little bit warmer. And on Christmas Day, it's going to be 70 degrees with chances of showers. Ooh.
Well, at least it's not going to snow.
Yeah.
Well, Austin, you were wrong.
I was? Well, I mean, that happens often, but what was I wrong about this time?
Well, this one was about the Boca Raton ball between Syracuse and South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You kept saying it was going to be a good game.
I thought it should have been.
As the Bulls would go on to shut out the Orange 45-0.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, it was a good game for the Bulls, but it makes USF a winning team, so I guess it makes for a good state headline. We can use it in that area, too.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, Syracuse being an ACC team, that is one of the reasons that games like that are why Florida State's like, you see, we can't deal with this. We're being held down by this. We got to get out of here.
Kind of unbalanced.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Moving on to some health, business, and science notes here, because, man, that Florida State one, that's just been a dagger.
That got you going.
Yeah, that is a time killer. A record number of Americans have signed up for health insurance through Affordable Care Act marketplaces this year. According to early data published by the Biden administration this week, more than 15 million people have enrolled in 2024 coverage under the what is often called Obamacare as of December 15th. 15th, which is 33% higher than the roughly 11 million who did so last year. This figure includes those who have bought insurance through state-based marketplaces or at healthcare.gov, the website run by the federal government.
Well, looks like a key economic indicator shows inflation. Yeah, it's still rising, but it's less than what experts predicted. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.1% in November. It was up 3.2% from a year ago, which is really, compared to what it's been, not too bad.
Yeah.
The PCE index excludes volatile food and energy prices, but with those included, the index actually fell 0.1% in the month. President Biden says it's a significant milestone in the administration's efforts to bring down inflation.
And now we've got a couple of pop culture notes that we weren't able to really cover too much on in our last hour. And this one's a big one. We've heard this before. A federal appeals court has revived a child sexual exploitation lawsuit filed by the man who appeared naked in a pool as a four-month-old on the cover of Nirvana's iconic 91 album, Nevermind.
Right now I'm visualizing the picture in my head.
It's an iconic photo.
Yeah.
Well, his name's Spencer Eldon.
Yeah.
His lawsuit against the grunge rock group alleges that he has suffered, quote, permanent harm as the band and others profited from the image of him in the pool appearing to grab for a dollar bill on a fishhook. The suit says that the image violated federal laws on child sexual abuse material, although no criminal charges were ever sought. Federal judge in California threw out the lawsuit last year, but allowed Eldon to file a revised version, which the judge later dismissed on grounds that it was outside the 10-year statute of limitations of one of the laws used as a cause of action. Thursday's decision by a 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in California reversed that ruling and sent the case back to the lower court. This is a very controversial matter in public opinion, but not because of the exploitation that we keep hearing about.
Yeah.
It's simply a matter of, first of all, not only was Spencer Eldon clearly not being violated in any way, but he has promoted himself as being the Nirvana baby in the past, going as far as to recreate the iconic photo as an adult.
Ooh.
So the question is, what makes him so sure he's a victim now? A lot of people think it's attention. A lot of people think it's money. Probably a mix of both.
Yeah, it could be. Well, actor Charlie Sheen's been attacked in his home in Malibu. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies say Sheen's neighbor was the attacker. You see, on Wednesday, deputies arrested a woman who goes by the name of Electra Shock. According to the TMZ, the woman forced her way into Sheen's house, attempted to strangle him, and then ripped his shirt. The 2.5 Men star was not taken to the hospital. Sheen says his neighbor squirted some kind of sticky liquid on his car before entering the home. It's unclear what led up to that incident.
Now, see, that is a victim.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
someone who is actually being physically and perhaps psychologically violated by
clearly.
By some lunatic breaking into his home and going to town on him. 5:50 here. We will get one last break in before we give you some. We'll give you another pop culture note, and it is relevant to this station. We'll get to that in a moment, followed by some wacky weird and some good news to finish off hour two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things. Like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying, and Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor, and also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Everyone is celebrating like the hands of a clock. Never stop telling time. Oh, December 25.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, luckily hasn't been much to report on. Gulf Breeze Parkway between Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point appears to be just about cleared up. Caroline Street in the Pace Milton area is not doing us much harm. And in Pensacola itself, we're seeing some mild congestion here and there on West 9 Mile Road, maybe some more on North Davis Highway. But unless you are at a busy intersection like, Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, you're not going to experience a ton of issues. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile is still backed up a little bit. Hopefully that will clear up soon, but other than that, nothing too crazy. As for the weather here, it's 60 degrees in Pensacola, low of 51 as we get into tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 68, low of 57. And then as we get into Sunday and Monday, that's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, of course, it's going to be highs in the high 60s, lows in the, is that low 60s there?
Yeah, low 60s.
Yeah, low 62. Golly, that's on Christmas Eve, and we do have a high chance of showers there. Then Christmas Day, the high is going to be 70 degrees with those showers bleeding into there, so that's going to suck. But
no.
I do, while that upsets me, while my feelings are hurt.
Why?
Well, because of Mother Nature. But I do feel better about one thing, and that is critics and audiences alike agree that News Radio 92.3's very own Joe Ford does not know nearly as much about holiday movies as he thinks he does.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a challenge, but I'm up for it. Two Christmas movies that he praises the most on air, at least. It's a Wonderful Life and Home Alone 2. They're good films.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but they have an average Rotten Tomatoes score of 65% amongst critics and 79% amongst audiences.
Well, it's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad at all, but it ain't great. Unlike my two favorite Christmas movies.
What are they?
Elf and A Christmas Story. Oh. They have average scores of 88% amongst critics and 84% amongst audiences. And yes, I am petty. No, I do not care. I think that Elf and A Christmas Story, we have heard from Steve. You have said that you like A Christmas Story.
Oh,
you appreciate that
great
film.
Great movie. Yeah.
Jordan,
gotta see it every year.
Jordan at our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. He prefers Elf and A Christmas Story over A Wonderful Life, or It's a Wonderful Life and Home Alone 2. So we've got quite some mounting support here in my corner well before Joe's. And that is a very beloved Christmas gift to me.
I mean, it seems like Home Alone 2, yeah, it has Christmas in it, but it's not really a Christmas movie.
Well, Joe believes that Home Alone 2 is superior to Home Alone 1.
I like Home Alone 1 better, but
yeah, so do I. Opinion. I think some people, like, I don't think Joe's alone on that. I think some people are that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the one that really brought down It's a Wonderful Life. I will give credit where it's due. It's a Wonderful Life had both amongst critics and audiences the highest rating of the four movies.
Right.
It was mid-90s on both, but man, like, Rotten Tomatoes gave Home Alone 2, like, critics gave it like a 35. I mean, it really brought it down. Well, but nonetheless, my point's been made.
I feel like Home Alone 2 is sort of in the category much like Die Hard. I mean, it had Christmas in it, but it really wasn't a Christmas movie. But because it has Christmas in it, it's sort of a Christmas movie.
I will attest that it's more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard. I will give it that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Steve, why don't you take us into wacky and weird headlines, buddy?
Well, it looks like, let's see, I was looking at, there was a doggy story here.
Yeah.
A family who adopted an abandoned 3-year-old yellow lab and now have their hands full. You know, see, they adopted the dog. The dog's name is Sadie, and it was living outside the Vancouver area in Canada, and the dog was having to forage in the trash for food. So the family say they, you know, they got her, and then she settled in with the owners. But surprise them, they got a bonus, 11 puppies.
My goodness.
So all the puppies look different and have gotten their vaccines. I don't know how they look different. But a representative from the Humane Society says a lot of pregnant animals are showing up at shelters recently, which is a hangover from the pandemic because it was difficult to spay and neuter their pets during that time. So you may get a dog, you may get a bonus.
Well, the thing is, those puppies, I mean, that could be, you know, early Christmas presents for people.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, a woman named LaShonda Neesmith Jackson had a video go viral on Facebook,
yeah,
and for the best possible reason. It was for her 17-year-old son, Drayshawn, reacting to the news that he had been accepted into Harvard.
Yay!
While he met the news with a gleeful and trembling reaction, LaShonda always knew that this was something that her son could achieve if he simply put his mind to it. I'd say that that's quite a lovely Christmas present for Drayshawn and his family, even if it did come just a tad early.
Oh yeah, congratulations.
Absolutely. 5:59, we will take one more quick break for WEAR to give us a 10 to 12 minute update on some of the trending stories in our news today. And then we will be right back for hour three before we send you on your way to this Merry Christmas weekend. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We will, you will hear back from us shortly.